This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica. It is so good to get together with you. Hello, and I am so glad. Apparently, I have music this week. I am having such a week off. I mean, Mercury is going forward. I do not know what is going on. I have been sitting and asking. My phones turn themselves on and off and won't work. Technology won't work. I couldn't get into the Facebook chat room until a few minutes ago. I don't know, but I'm there. You're there. We're here. Let's do this thing. Let's have half an hour together, communing and finding out what's going on in our lives. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you. Good whenever you are, if you're listening to the On Demand. My name is Erica Longdon. I'm your host on 1-2 Radio on Thursday mornings at 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 Eastern, 4:30 here in the UK, and 5:30 if you're in Europe. And if you're in Australia, why are you awake? Unless, of course, you're working night shift. Anyway, it is a pleasure to have your company. Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate the effort that you make to join me. And hopefully, technically, I'll hold together on air. You never know your luck. So I have, I think, finally managed to get a banner that works in the Facebook chat room. And I suspect it works because I can see people coming in here. I've just crossed everything and asked Archangel Michael, because I'm now refreshing the page. I'm hoping that it will hold together. Whew. Okay, it did. So in there, I can see good morning to my colleague from 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Thank you, my darling, for joining us. And to Laura and to Renee with her trademark lovely wave. Hi, waving hi back at you. So put your messages in there and I will do my best to communicate with you. Laura says you can't be live, but you will listen to the replay and you would like a message. I will definitely take care of that. And I have put up, she's put, PS, I would welcome some deep restorative sleep. It's been a while. Oh, yes, because I had put up on the top of the banner. I said, wow, doesn't Thursday come around quickly, which it does. Time is spinning by. The moon today is in Aries, but of course we have just been past the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces, and I had put up, anyone remember what sleep is? Just that was a doozy of a moon, and it was a super moon, and where I live here, I'm overlooking the ocean, and it shone straight down the ocean, and it was spectacular. But sleep wasn't kind of happening. So I hope you had a brilliant Pisces lunar eclipse and that it illuminated something for you, even if you were having sleepless nights. So I will get in the Facebook chat room and do your readings. I have two decks with me today. I have the Dragon deck and I have my lovely Angel Wisdom deck with me as well. As ever, I was sitting here minutes before on air saying, what do you want me to talk about? And I did pull a dragon card for myself a while back, probably some point this week. And it just caught my eye again as I took the deck out. And I thought, okay, point taken. That's what you want me to talk about. Now, my dragon deck, this particular one, comes with various deities, various entities. And I use that in the best possible taste. And dragons, of course. And this particular one came with the spirit of Mother Earth and the dragon called Vita, which of course means life. And this dragon, Mother Earth, she is volcanic. She's red and her horns glow as if they had volcanic lava running from them. But she's got a nice smile on her face. Well, I think it's a smile. And Vita has got a bag full of apples, the sign almost like, if you're going to take a biblical view of it, Eve with apples. But they're red apples and green apples and they look luscious. And this card is talking about the fact that each planet and star possesses a spirit. And we're here on Earth and we're cared and nourished for by the spirit of Mother Earth, which has so many different names, has had in the past and probably will do in the future as well. You might call her Mother Earth, you might call her Gaia, you might call her Pacamama if you're in South America. Whatever it is, this is the planet that nourishes us. This is our home. It's the only home we've got, unless you're planning to go and live on another star in the next week or so. And we have to take care of her. She nourishes us, but definitely we need to take care of her. And that said, I'm developing a frog in my throat. You can probably hear. So I'm just going to have a little cough. That's it. And a sip of water. I'm back. So I can carry on with this message. And the fact that that got into my throat and I can feel it doing again. There's obviously something that needs to come forth. You know, I've been perfectly all right up to this point, and suddenly I've got this real tension in my higher heart and my throat chakra. So definitely something coming forth. And this card is talking about recognizing this kind of illusion that we have. In the book it says lie, but I prefer the word illusion, that wants to try and convince you that you're just a fragment and you're unconnected and you're lost in a hostile universe. And of course, not one of us is. We always have company. The illusion comes from fear and the worst bits of our ego. And if you can ground yourself in the knowledge that Mother Earth, and if you like to work with deities and angels and dragons and mers and fae and unicorns, whatever you work with, that we have always got guides. If you're shamanic, you'd probably say you have totem animals, power animals. We've always got a spiritual team on our side. We were never meant to do this alone. So, and why would you want to? The ocean runs on a trillion, million drops. It's not a single piece of water. We're all interconnected. We're all flowing. Sometimes we rub up against each other. Perhaps we move away from each other. Just think of yourself as a gift from Earth. And if you really feel that life is just feels just too chaotic and too confusing and you feel lost, get out in nature. Get your feet on the earth if you can without any shoes on. Put your back against a tree. Hold a leaf. Gaze on nature. Whatever you can do that will connect you to the realm of Mother Earth. And Vita, the dragon, says, come to me and you will always find me within your world. I am the power and the magic that holds everything together. I am attraction. I am lava. I am reason. I am the reason you can be here. Immerse yourself in the center of this world and make contact with me. I'm here to teach you how to live. I would teach you you can be happy in a dual world, that you can find paradise here in the here and now, and when you cease to be judgmental, through the warmth of my heart's love, I will show you that we are friends and the Great Mother and I love you above all things. Well, that sounds pretty nourishing to me and pretty reassuring. So if you're having a wobbly moment, and dear Lord and dragons, we are all having them at the moment. We live in extraordinary times. And times are changing at such rapidity, which they need to. But it can be quite chaotic and feel like being in a canoe going down a rapid without any paddles. So I hope that will help. Good morning to Quelly. I can see you coming in. And I'm just going to click the top comments and turn them into all comments and do the Facebook dance to make sure I'm saying hello to everybody. Good morning to Lioness. Lovely to have your company. Good morning to Natalie. Thank you. So you like tuning into the show. I like tuning into you and having you with me. Yes, of course, you may have a reading. So let me go and do something about this at the top. I've got all comments. So Renee said hello first. Laura, I'm doing this for you. I know you're not live, but you can catch the replay and some restorative sleep. A message for Laura, please. This is my the wisdom deck that I have for you, Laura. So let's just take a look and just see. Oh, that flew out. This is interesting. Given what I've just been talking about, the message that the dragon Vita has given me and Mother Earth, and I was talking about how we reconnect when we feel alone and we feel we haven't got a team around us. And this is the Five of Earth. Again, the Earth card we had off the dragons. And this card shows an elderly lady who's just sitting looking very defeated, and she's by a church, but she's outside it. She just feels like No one's invited her in. She feels very alone. And the answer is, of course, she's not alone, because standing right behind her is Archangel Sandalphon and his beautiful halo. And he's saying, he's reminding her that it is an illusion. It is our thoughts that make us feel alone, and that we never are. And he's got his hands on her head, and he's reminding her that we are never alone. So if you're having that kind of week in whatever way, Laura, if it's, you know, feeling that you haven't got enough finances, because this is the Five of Coins in other decks, or in any way you feel not part of, alone, excluded, or just, I could really use some help with this, then ask, ask, ask. When we ask for help, it is usually given in one way or another. And then be very open, of course, to the way that it comes in. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. You said happy Thursday, and a very happy Thursday to you too. Blessings to Lioness. Nancy would like a reading. Of course, Nancy. I don't know if we've ever said hello before, so hello to you. Thank you for tuning in and dropping into the chat room. It's nice to know I've always got you with me, but now you're in the chat room today, so that's even nicer. I really appreciate it. So again, I've got the wisdom deck for Nancy. And what should Nancy know in this Aries moon? Wow, and that came out. Interesting, if you've got a four-card spread here, and I'm not going to argue with the deck. So a lot of it is air cards. Air is our thoughts. And again, the message that we've had so far has been this illusion that our thoughts can create. Because we've got someone who's feeling a loss of peace of mind. On the other end of the reading, I've got someone who's got a very clinical, analytical mind. He's the king of air. But he's not always known for his greatest bedside manner. And in the middle, we've got two fire cards. And of course, today's Aries, we've got a fire moon. So this is talking about both these fire cards are feeling a bit beset. It's almost as if people are challenging them. Now, because I've got air cards either side, I would say to you that they're challenging your thoughts and opinions on things, which is fine. People have a right to challenge whatever they like. What you have control over completely is your thoughts and how you react to them. So if you're having that kind of day where you find challenging conversations, just remember you're in charge. They're just words. People can have whatever opinion they like. You don't necessarily have to take them on board. You just listen to them. So I hope that helps, Nancy. Quelly, good morning to you. I can see lots of other people coming in this chat room, so I'm just going to do a quick refresh. I'm definitely sounding very, I was going to say croaky. I'd like to go for sexy today. My voice is obviously, I don't know what it is with these readings. So let me just have a look. And it's not giving me the option to turn things up the right way, but we will in a minute. Ah, oh, there we go. Don't you just love the Facebook dance? I don't know why they do that. So, Quelly, we've said hello to. Denise, good morning to you. Looking forward to listening. Sorry to hear you're unexpectedly in the hospital and would welcome support and guidance. You need things to change for you. I'm really sorry to hear about that. So this is Denise Simone. I don't know how you say your name. So I'm going to call on some archangels, particularly Raphael, to be with you, because Raphael is the healer. Raphael also helps us to make good choices. So if you're being offered choices of treatment or choices about what you want to do, then maybe just close your eyes and take a moment, or say, can you just give me a second to think about that, and talk to Raphael. And how will you know the right answer? Because it will feel right. That's how Raphael works. The feeling in your heart. I'm just going to clear my throat. Do not know what's going on there. Sound like I swallowed a fly. Did you have that song? There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I'd rather not die. Thank you very much. So I hope that things will work out for you, Denise, and life will soon look up. Denise Horn is right underneath you, which is why I'm differentiating between the Denises. You would like a card too. So I'm just going to clear the deck. So this is for Denise Horn. What does that Denise need to know today for her highest good, for her guidance, for her... That's me dropping the deck. What does Denise Horn need to know for her highest good? And today, there we go, that's better. You've got a lovely fire guard. Again, gosh, I'm quirky. I do apologise. You've got a lovely fire card. It's a fire moon. This is the Queen of Fire. She's very organised on a golden throne. She has a black cat on her lap. I'm close to having a black cat on my lap. My magic is just sitting over the way. This is someone who is brilliant, who's talented. She's very independent when she wants to be. If she's really determined, she can be controlling. It's not one of her better qualities. But there's nothing this woman can't do if she believes in herself. So never underestimate yourself today, Denise. That is the message. Catherine, good morning to you. Happy to receive a card if you're in your flow. I'm in my flow. My voice isn't, but the cards are doing very well. Thank you very much. So let's have a look. Where are we? A card for Catherine, please. They're sticking, these cards. Clear them again. A card for Catherine, please. What does Catherine need to know in these times today? Okay, let's ask, what does Catherine need to know today for her highest good? Is that, that's better. You have to ask the right questions. Okay, time to get to work. This is a day for planning. Excuse me with this croaky voice. Planning. It's making choices from the heart. It's looking very broadly at everything that's on offer. Because I suspect when I look at these cards, you have four, that you're struggling with a decision. Because the first card is about someone who can't make a decision, or actually they know perfectly well what the right thing is to do. They just don't want to think about it. So this is a day for maybe, if that's what you're dealing with, looking a little laterally and sideways and seeing if there's another way to frame it. I hope that's helpful. Catherine's put a picture of a lovely kitty cat. I love that. Right, I'm just going to refresh this page. And while it's refreshing, try and clear my voice. Right, back again. Let's have a look. And see if, yes, because I can see Chris Diana has just come into the room. So I know there are other people coming into the room. And my mouse is flying about all over the place and not doing what I ask it. But I'll be with you quite shortly, Chris, and all the others coming in the room. So I'd said hello to Catherine, her beautiful kitty cat. You're very welcome, Denise, for the message. Chris Diana, you would love a card if I have time, of course. That's what I'm here for. Just think, genie, my wish is your command. You're the genie today. Can I have a card for Chris Diana, please? For her highest good, do we want today? Yes, we do. Okay, this time I have a knight of air. Air is our thoughts. Knights are very obviously proactive. They're moving forward. This knight is launching forward from a rear on his horse to a gallop, except his horse is a unicorn. Of course it is. This is someone who's very decisive and focused and driven, can be defensive because they're a knight. So it tells me that things will happen, something will happen quickly. And just for today, in your case, use intellectual responses rather than letting the emotions of it overwhelm you. Only for today, maybe that's why this knight has got the sword up. The sword is to bat away the emotional knee-jerk reaction, is what I want to say about that. By all means, feel it later, but this is a day for using the intellect and not allowing an emotional knee-jerk reaction to take over. So hopefully that will be useful. I can see that possibly there are some more comments coming into this room. So let's take one more look before I do a card reading for the day for you, wherever you are. If you can't get in the chat room, or maybe you're listening to the On Demand. So let's just take a look. Where am I at? Right down the bottom. My mouse is definitely having fun today. I think I've spoken to everybody. I hope I have. Thank you all for joining me in the chat room. Let me take a look and see where I am in this show. Okay, I have time to do some more reading. So, this card is for you whenever and wherever you are in the world. I'm going to call a card for the day, if we may. This is, again, using the Angel Wisdom deck, which I have cleared. I'm just tuning into it. There we go. That's interesting. Double card. One is a Major Arcana card, and the other is a Pip card. It's the information that goes with it. I have the Transformation card with Archangel Shamuel. Now, Shamuel helps us find what we're looking for. It's always about a significant life change, this card, or changes that need to be made, or breaking free of procrastination on something. Either way, things are going to change. And the good news is that I've got it with the Victory card, the Six of Fire. So it said, don't worry about changes, because whatever they are, good will come out of it, even if it doesn't look like it at the time. So that was the card for today. Let's do a card for the week, the whole week until I connect to you again. Whoa, that flew out. Be inspired is the card message for the week. I have the star. It connects to the energy of Aquarius, and Aquarius is obviously blue sky thinking, or thinking outside the box, or the unconventional. The message on this card is always about having faith that the future is bright and that dreams can come true. Might take a while, but they can. Holding a positive intention is one way to get there. It can mean the light at the end of the tunnel if you're going through a very difficult situation. The way to deal with inspiration is to set your soul's sat-nav to the end destination, but not tell it how to get there. It's when we get in our own way that we tend to block the energy. I always like the analogy that somebody once gave me of being in a swimming pool, doing breaststroke, and there's a leaf in front of you that you intend to catch. But the more that your arms move forward and create the waves, the further away the leaf gets. And the faster you move your arms, the faster the leaf moves away from you. It is that. We need to stop swimming intently towards what we want and just assume that if we swim around the pool, sooner or later, that leaf is going to come into contact with us in whatever way is most appropriate in the perfect possible timing. So that is the message that I'm bringing forth. And it actually goes with the dragon message that we had at the beginning of being grounded and keeping ourselves focused and knowing that we are never alone and we're protected and looked after. I'm just going to take one more look in the chat room because I think I saw some activity and now my computer's gone into slow motion. I swear, I know it's not Mercury retrograde, but I am so technologically challenged. I think I was asking earlier and say, okay, what is life trying to teach me? Patience would certainly be in there, which is not one of my my virtues. I need to work on it. And maybe it's teaching me as well, because I've had so many technological questions that I've just thought, oh, where is there a help desk that I can phone up? And I haven't been able to get them. So I've had to research and fix them myself. And I've actually fixed pretty much all of them. So maybe what the lesson is to me, life is teaching me, is actually you're smarter than you think. And if you'd stop being so impatient and wanting someone else to fix it for you, you could learn something by fixing it yourself. So that's certainly for me. Hello, good morning to Jay Varvel. I've just seen Jay come in the room. He's going to be the producer of the show on air next, which of course is Jay and Raven. So yeah, Jay is in the room. How lovely. Okay. Where was I? Oh yes, life lessons. Don't you just love them? But sometimes maybe that's what it is. If we're not learning, we're not paying attention, we're not believing in ourselves, especially if we're feeling disconnected and that we're all alone in life and we're just plodding along, putting one foot in front of the other, but don't really know where we're going or what we're doing, or maybe that's the time that you pull up and take a look around and take a life inventory. I like to call it life laundry. Get everything out of a laundry basket and give it a good shake and see what's wants mending and what wants washing and what wants repurposing. And then take care of that business. You know, wash things, mend things, hang them on the line, reorganize your closets, life closets, and perhaps real closets in your house. Who knows? Just be aware that I think we're all being offered in very earthed ways. I mean, the card I had at the beginning was that earth card. Sometimes, you know, it's lovely to think we're going to see feathers and sparkly lights and fluffy angels, and sometimes we do. But sometimes we're given our life lessons in incredibly practical ways. In my case, technology everywhere. And there will be a reason for it. I know there will be. I've learned a lot of skills this week, and I've learned that I can do many more things than I thought I could. I'm actually getting ready to go away travelling. I will share this with you very briefly. Looking forward to going to Italy, which is one of my favourite countries in the world. In fact, my favourite city, Florence, Firenze, and I've been learning Italian. And the practicalities have suddenly come upon me that I might have to do something about my mobile phone roaming data and various other practicalities. And I was looking at it thinking, I haven't a clue. How do I do this? So I had to go online and go on various websites, and I have sorted it out. So now I can use my phone without costing myself a fortune while I'm roaming around Europe. So it's that kind of thing, the practicalities of life that are offered to us. And now, of course, I know how to do that and much more, because I had to discover a great many things about my phone before I got to the right answer. So there you go. Okay, I'm looking at the time, Ed. I've got a couple of minutes left. So let me just go once more into this Facebook chat room and make sure that I haven't left anybody out, seeing as I've been doing endless chatting about leaving things out. So a few more comments, and come on, computer, you can do this. And top comments into all comments. Make sure I go down the bottom and see that I have absolutely everybody. Whew, that's good to know that I have spoken to everybody. So in these final few minutes, I would like to remind you that coming up next, of course, you have got Jay and Raven. I believe it's an encore show today, but it's still a wonderful opportunity to get to know members of the 1-2 family and at your exclusive backstage pass. At 10 o'clock, Erin is in the air, is on the air. Fabulous show. That's at 10 and at 11. Twice the power, you've got Kay and Maureen with Strands of Wisdom. So it's going to be a great morning here on 1-2 Radio, a great way to start your day. If you're looking for me, well, 1-2 Listen is the place. I will try and get on the phones as much as I can. Easiest way to get me, because of the time difference, I'm in the UK. One of my email-based services is an MP3 reading that some people really love, and they prefer to do that because I do you a reading just like I'm talking to you now. You send me the question, I do you a reading, and then I send it to you and you've got it to keep. So there's an option if you would like a reading to get you through the week, if you're having one of those moments, a bit like me, when you think, oh, I could do with some help. So thank you so much for your company. I really appreciate it. I really, truly do appreciate you. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, have a lovely, empowered week. Ground yourself, earth yourself, ask for help. Lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.